Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Burns Memorial United Methodist Church. My name is Pastor Will Morris, and it is a delight to see you all here today. Today is both Palm Sunday. It's also April Fool's Day. I'm hoping nobody is playing tricks on you. And I really wish that Burns Church were this crowded every Sunday. God is good all the time. Amen. Amen. Several things just as an explanation of what's going on today, and we'll make some more announcements later. You should find in your bulletin several things of interest. One of them is a schedule for our Holy Week services. All of you are invited to all of those services. Beginning today at 10:30, you're all here for our Palm Sunday worship. This afternoon at 4 o'clock, we'll be celebrating a Christian Seder. As you may well know, the Seder is the Passover meal that was begun in the Jewish tradition. Because our Lord Jesus Christ was and is Jewish, we have taken on that tradition as well. The Last Supper was when Jesus made the Seder into more of a kingdom-focused service. And so we'll be celebrating a Christian Seder this afternoon, and I will leave it to you to look through all the other events of this coming week. Several things you should have in your hand. One of them is the bulletin, which has that insert. The other is a two-sided single page that has the liturgy for a baptism. If you don't have one of those, we'll make sure we get one in your hand. And because today is the commemoration of the final week of Christ's life, but today specifically is the commemoration of the time when Jesus and his disciples made their way into Jerusalem for the last time. So, those of you who have a palm, we will ask you to wave it appropriately. For the Burns congregation, today is also Commitment Sunday. We'd ask that if you have prayerfully decided to tithe to God, to make a donation to our church for the entire year of 2012, we'd ask you to make that commitment on this card. You can either bring it up in our processional at the beginning or put it in the collection plate. But please do make a commitment to God through our church by filling out this form. At this time, you have two choices. One, you can remain in your pew and sing along in several go-rounds of All Glory, Laud, and Honor, which is number 280 in your hymnal. Or if you'd like to join us as part of the procession to physically commemorate what Jesus did, if you'd come right now to the narthex, to the small room behind the sanctuary, we'll meet there and we will process in. The kids and I will lead the procession. So if you don't have a palm, if you raise your hand now, we can set you up with that. Everybody's got them. Oh, some don't. Hey, Jim, would you do me a favor? Grab a big handful of palms. We want you, because I want every hand that's up there to be filled with a palm, so as we come in, we're seeing if we can get the palms down here. So raise your hand again, and we'll see if we can fill it with a palm. There's a guy over here. Ken Smith has palms. For the rest of you, once you have your palm, join me in the back, and I'm going to turn it over to Don Boyles to lead the music at the appropriate time. Does that work? Cool. I love it. It's like school. Everybody's, hello, how are you?
Do we have any more palms? Oh, that's fine. Debbie, go ahead and just grab a couple from there, yeah. What? Debbie? There's some right there that just, some tongues that just came in right here.
You know, the worship service will be more than handing out palms. This is a good problem to have. I'm expecting to see every one of you here next Sunday at 10 o'clock for worship service.